Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
Freak Show, your confessions at 7, confessions 87 at wild941.com. It comes from Secret BBL. It says, "Dear Freak Show, I'm so excited to tell you a big secret. You guys, I listen to every morning. I always tune in on my way to work. So let me know how you feel about my decision if you read this on the air. My girlfriend got an amazing Brazilian butt lift in the beginning of the year, and she looks fabulous. She gets all the attention when we go out now. She's a sweetheart, and it's really helped her come out of her shell. She's decided that she wants to go back to her surgeon to get a little bit more done. Don't they all? Nothing crazy. She just wants to make it stick out a little more at the top. I don't know what that means. Her doc is in Miami, and she called me to ask if I wanted to go down with her to get mine done, too. If I'm confessing to you guys, we're both going down to Miami in December, and we're both getting BBLs. We both already put down deposits, so there's no going back now. In Miami, we can help each other heal and come back to Tampa and act like it never happened. We're going to be the baddies in the Bay, and no one is going to know. I'm not telling my family, friends, or anything. I'm just going to show up with the hottest body and live in my true self. Tell everyone I've been hitting the gym. Keep my secret alive. Signed, Secret BBL.
Wow.
Okay, first of all, everybody gonna know what you did. Everybody sees these big booties running around here.
Yeah, but here's the mistake. I'm all for plastic surgery, do you? But you want to tell at least some family that you're going down there just in case something happens.
Well, she's down there with somebody. So, I mean,
somebody's
going to be there to make sure she's good.
No, a family, somebody should know, your mom or whatever. Somebody should know you're getting, like, some surgery because you have to go under for that.
You know what the sad part is? And, I mean, I know, you know, everybody is becoming more comfortable with surgical procedures and everything else. Boobs have been, like, you know, kind of, like, forgotten about now. Now it's like everybody can do other stuff.
Yeah.
But it's just the whimsical kind of thing about, all right, come with me and get this major surgery done. Like, right. hey, let us both get our appendix worked on. Like, you know what I'm saying? Like, it just feels kind of weird to arm in arm yourself down there to go do it together.
And the people that know you, like, for real know you, nobody's going to buy that you've just been doing squats.
Right.
You've just been eating clean.
That don't work. I've been eating proteins.
Right.
Like, yeah, you got a big booty like that?
There's no shame in it. At this point, it's such a mainstream thing
that is.
I don't think you really need to hide or lie about it. Just go handle your business.
Yeah, no
come
secret.
Back with that blah blah.
What?
Blah blah.
I mean, the hard part is that, you know, like I said, you come back and you fake it, and it changes your vibe. Like, that's the part that, you know, I don't necessarily agree with. Like, whoever you are, like, the one of the quintessential people that everybody agrees on is the girl that was the lawyer for Johnny Depp.
Mm.
Camille.
Yeah.
Everybody loved her. They're like, she was strong, she was articulate, she was good looking, she dressed nice, blah, blah, blah. Imagine, in my mind, imagine Camille going to get a BBL and then it changing the way she dresses.
Because
now it's like, you know, now she got to have the tight, higher.
Yeah.
Now you don't have the same person. That's the way I see it when I see people get the BBL. Boobs, not so much. But the BBL thing, when it changes you, where you now your outfits are different, you're walking different, you're all about showing it off now, and it makes it a whole different
confidence.
Vibe.
I also think there's something to the fact that, like, her girl just got it and now wants to go again. You know, I feel like she's gonna try to keep talking you into doing more and more. Oh, girl, let's get our lips done, let's get our chin shaved down, or whatever crazy procedure is gonna be on the top of her head. It's always going to be something.
All right, BBL cuties out there, I want to ask you a question. Did it change you?
Oh.
If you got a BBL in your family, did it change you? Were they in the choir and then they went to the other side? Like, I mean, because this BBL thing has gotten to where it has really pulled the inner monster out of a lot of people.
Yeah.
Like, you know, like, I mean, they talking about they want to run around the bay and be the big booty cuties.
Mm-hmm.
And hey, if you can, if that's what you want to achieve, but man, it's a different vibe.
And sometimes it's where you least expect it. Like, oh, I'm a doc. Oh, damn, doc. Okay, I see.
Freak Show Wild 94.1 Bay's Party Station Confession. Secret BBL is going down to Miami getting work because her girl got work. And a girl is going to get the remix booty, and so they're going together. Both deposits have been made. December, the procedure is happening. And, quote, we're both going to come back to Tampa and act like it never happened.
Yeah, a lot of women do that. You see that online, too. They're like, oh, I got this butt from working out. I'm like, okay.
Okay, so out of the 3-2-1, says everybody's going to know because the same thing happened to her girlfriend is going to happen to her when you don't work out, the BBL starts to sag and you won't have no butt at the top.
Yeah,
that's
so
true.
That's what she's talking about.
Yeah, it can go left if you don't take proper care of it, and then, you know, it's more than just working out. There's all kinds of like maintenance that you have to do.
Yeah, massages that you have to get done on your skin.
Somebody in the 407 says, oh, taking shots of Babs. No, I'm not taking shots of Babs at all.
No,
actually, I told Babs before she went down and got the procedure, I'm like, don't you let it change you, because I'm like, you got a lot of people who rock with you because of who you are naturally.
Right.
And I'm like, so you could do whatever it is you want to do. Just don't let it change you up. And she's been, you know, very focused on still being funny, wild, crazy Babs instead of just flipping the script and becoming Jessica Rabbit.
Right.
You know what I'm
saying?
Because, like, everybody's vibe changes up. So, no, that's not a shot. But I will tell you, I've met quite a few people who have changed the game up.
Oh, yeah.
And it, to me, it feels like that Camille thing. Like, somebody was polished and on point, and then they went BBL in it, and now they look like they work at 2001. You know, because they were like on point with everything.
So professional, like, the kind of trashy, is that what,
like,
you're kind of saying?
Well, you were winning. Yeah. Like, whatever it is you was doing, you were, like, winning, and everybody was looking at you as, like, that one, and then you went down there and got that, and now that's the only thing. Like, you had everything.
Yes.
And then you went down and got the booty, and now that's all you got, because that's, like, your high. Like, you might as well walk into places backwards.
Moonwalk in.
Yeah, like, you know what I'm saying? Walk in, booty out. Like,
Getting plastic surgery repeatedly again and again can be an addiction as well.
Yeah, that's what that cat lady.
Yeah, oh my gosh.
That lady had turned into the cat.
And that's what the friend, you have to be worried about, or at least cautious, that she doesn't kind of put you on that same path of, like, now wanting to re-up a couple months later.
Well, you can nitpick yourself, I mean, till the end of day, you know what I mean? So you just got to, by the way, if you're going down there, again, I do have to emphasize this, you want to tell at least somebody, a family member or a friend. You don't just want to go down there and get a pretty big... That's one of the most dangerous surgeries you could get, by the way.
Ooh, Lil' Kim just got a shout out there. Like, yeah, you talk about too much. Lil' Kim. All right, good morning, everyone. I think I like some women. I think some women look amazing the way that they are. Then they get a BBL, and it's just too much. Some women already got the beautiful gift. Why change it? Little boobies matter.
What about the other women, though? He said some women.
Some.
What about the other ones?
Yeah.
Some people need a little help, but I just
stop,
I said,
talking about me. Like,
no,
I'm not here.
No, ain't nobody talking about you, Meredith. You are on your point. You are. But, like, I just can't see it. It's almost like, when do you hear a guy say to his boy, hey, man, let's go down to Miami and let's get us some procedures. Like, you know, it just...
It's so normal.
No, but it's not, though. It's like, if you are serious about something medically, like, driven, you probably are going to do the research and make sure it fits you.
Right.
And blah, blah. And so that's what that first girl did. And she's apparently going down to get a remix of it or whatever. But to bring your friend, like, girl, you come do it, too. Like, it just feels like you've cut some of the process
out.
Well,
in her eyes, the second girl... Girl number one is the research.
Right.
She's like,
right.
Oh, well, I saw it looks good. You didn't die. That's enough
that's
research
enough for
me.
You got the money. Let's go. Like, that's, I mean, hey. Do
she's
what you
going down
do.
Anyway.
I say own it. You know, it shouldn't be something to be ashamed of at this point. You don't have to lie and fake the funk and
people
pretend.
People put it on Front Street.
Pretend like you've been doing lunges.
Yes.
And stuff.
Yeah. How'd you get it from the lunges?
Well, somebody wrote in that the influencers who are fitness influencers get it done, too. And then they act like they did it with their results
all
and gains.
The time.
Yeah.
And they start
this
promoting
is my
it.
Fitness regimen.
Right.
$20 a month.
They become, instead of Meredith, they become Meredith Fit.
Yes.
Fit
oh,
Meredith.
We all
they like change their name up and stuff. We know what you do.
The Freak Show Podcast. Orlando and the Freak Show. Mornings from 6 to 10. Wild 94.1.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.